Okay, this one is going to be a lady by the name of Tamika, Tamika. Last name Webbert. This is a born 6/20/71. Today is 5/21/25. This is a 53-year-old woman, widowed for 5 years. Her husband died of CHF. She has 3 children. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. Carry any paragraph. She used to be a driver for Metrolift. She's still able to drive, but she doesn't drive because of anxiety, panic attacks around driving time, social anxiety. She sees a therapist and a psychotherapist at this time. Medical problems. She's had some heart disease in the past, hypertension, has not been taking her medication on a regular basis. She also has weakness, debility, severe low back pain, neck pain, arm pain, and knee pain, period. Knee paragraph, facing has a stimulator in her left knee which controls her symptoms of pain. Her medication, they include Zofran on a PRN basis, 8 milligram for nausea and vomiting, Xanax 2 milligram, and is needed for anxiety up to 3 times a day, and she takes tazanidine 4 milligram up to 3 times a day, Zyrtec 10 milligram a day, diclofenac 50 milligram, 2 tablets, 3 times a day as needed. Then we talked about alprazolam. Then Paxil, 40 milligram once a day. Then 25 milligram of Topamax, morning and evening, twice a day. Promethazine, 25 milligram PRN, nausea and vomiting. Spherocet PRN for headache. Atorvastatin 40 milligram once a day for increased cholesterol. Medical problems all related to pain, anxiety. No hypertension, no diabetes, no medication taken for heart and atherosclerotic heart disease at this time. Surgery, knee stimulator, left knee. Then she's had neck surgery, fusion in the neck area, back surgery, both low back surgery and knee surgery in the past, and some kind of surgery on her tailbone. Family history, mom has hypertension, she's alive, dad died of kidney cancer. Medical problems, as was mentioned, review of system anxiety, COPD related to smoking in the distant past, uses albuterol PRN. Patient is able to go to the bathroom, has minimal help with ADL. She doesn't have bowel and bladder incontinence. Biggest problem is anxiety and back problems at this time. Has fetal edema that comes and goes. There's no evidence of edema at this time. She did have a gastric sleeve placed, put under surgery some 3 years ago, and lost from 265 to 142. She also had upper GI Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N procedure because of reflux that has helped her tremendously. Period. Today on exam, she has a blood pressure of 126 over 95, blood pressure, O2 sats 96, pulse of 76, heart positive, small positive for 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, mixture of JVD skin shows slight rash over the right knee, consistent with dermatitis, neurological, non-focal. Here we have a 53-year-old woman in no distress with history of back pain, neck pain, arm pain, related to multiple surgeries, panic attack, anxiety, social anxiety, seen a psychiatrist and a psychotherapist on high-dose benzodiazepines, period. Knee paragraph, she also has chronic knee pain, status post-knee stimulator placement. Her nausea and vomiting and abdominal pain is improved via Nissen's, N-I-S-S-E-N procedure. Weight loss has been deliberate because of the gastric sleeve that was mentioned. She's had multiple injections in the past. Oh, put in there, immunization is up to date for flu, tetanus, and pneumonia shot, and then put in their last hospitalization was last month because of injection in her low back times 6. and then come back and say patient apparently is doing at this time stable. She has no diagnosis for palliative and hospice care at home. She's able to care for herself and would benefit from evaluation by a pain specialist, which she has just started seeing, and continuation of therapy by psychologist and psychiatrist at this time. Oh, and the allergies, put down Demerol and tape. Medications are reviewed for interactions. None was noted. And we went over the way she takes her medication at this time as well. Thank you.